Okay, the next two items are two status updates on two other concession operations in our state park system. The first one I'll cover here is the status of the Custer State Park Concession Resort here, right here at Custer State Park, and then also the Bridge City Marina and Resort up at Indian Creek by Mobridge there as well. But first we'll start off with a kind of a status on the Custer State Park Concession status. Kind of starting off kind of where we began with this particular concession contract. This concession contract with Regency CSP Ventures began February 1st of 2007. The lease includes four major resort complexes, as you know, here in Custer State Park: Game Lodge, Sylvan, Legion Lake, and Bluebell. All the resort structures and buildings here are owned by the department, so that's kind of a unique situation itself with our concession agreements, because there are some that where the concessionaire, as you know, owns those or has an interest in those particular structures. But here at Custer State Park, a very wide variety of facilities and infrastructure here is owned by the department but operated by CSP Ventures. But the current lease was issued for a term of 10 years originally, and it has been extended twice in exchange for investments in the facilities and the infrastructure to enhance benefits for the state. So the total current term for this concession contract is 20 years, which puts that expiration date at January 31st, 2027. As we've gone through this concession contract here since 2007, it has resulted in many significant improvements to the existing assets and capital investments that have been made here in the park, and also through our repair and maintenance program as well. As Josh Maltz indicated earlier, there's always good things happening with the repair and maintenance program, but also things we've done through bonding initiatives and also just other capital development projects. So there's always updates and things going on here, and I'll kind of give you a brief history of just some of the ones that have occurred here over the last decade here or so. But things such as the Creekside Lodge, that was one of the original improvements here when the concession contract was executed. Multiple and significant Game Lodge renovations here at the Game Lodge to improve the restaurant and the lodging and the facilities and things like that. There have been two Game Lodge reunion cabins added since the onset of the concession lease. The Bluebell Lodge has undergone significant renovations and updates. The Legion Lake Group Cabin was added. Sylvan Lake Reunion Cabin, Bluebell Reunion Cabin, Game Lodge Honeymoon Cabin. 12 two- and three-bedroom cabins were added at Game Lodge and Sylvan. Those are all new facilities that have been added and expanded here at the resort since the onset of the lease. Significant updates and upgrades to Coolidge Store. The Sylvan Lake Store is a brand new facility here, just going online last year to replace that previous building there. The Legion Lake Lodge is a fairly new replacement as well that was made several years ago. And then things like the Bluebell Stable, the Event Barn, new Jeep Barn, and the Sylvan Lake Auditorium are just some of those improvements that have been made over the years through this current concession contract. Beyond dealing with facilities, though, and the improvements and the expansions on those facilities, there have also been numerous improvements and expansions of the season. There is lodging available here year-round in the state park. Not all the facilities are open year-round, but here at the Game Lodge, the Creekside, and other facilities here are open for year-round use. The main use season for the resort has expanded, beyond the typical May through Labor Day type thing or through the roundup. It's more and more expanded every year. It starts, maybe even April around Easter, that time frame, and goes well into October as well. So the season has really expanded, and that's resulted in a real positive impact on the park visitation as a whole. So there's been just a lot of great improvements to services, and people are following those improvements. A little bit about the revenue and the franchise fees that have been paid into the program over the course of the contract. I'll try to give you a little summary on kind of where we started and where we are now. But back in 2007, the gross receipts of the concession was about $8.3 million is what the a resort was bringing in then. In 2024, that number is now over $22 million is what the gross receipts are. The result in franchise fees, we began about $785,000 of franchise fees. We're now up to over $3.1 million in franchise fees that are generated through there. And then, as I stated before, the repair and maintenance reserve contributions, which is based upon a 5% gross of receipts, has grown from $418,000 to over $1.1 million today. So as with the growth of the resort, so has happened the amount of investment back into the facilities as indicated by those numbers there. So you know, the success of these tangible items or the history of the agreement are all really a credit to Regency's commitment to being a strong cooperative partner with GFP's mission for nearly almost 20 years here. So where we are at today in terms of with the expiration of this lease coming here over the next few years, looking at our administrative rules, Chapter 41.13, which governs our concession contracts, it basically lists out two options. The first option is prior to expiration, the commission may issue a prospectus for a new concession agreement, which opens future concessions operations to an open competitive process. Or another option is the commission may extend a concession agreement based on a variety of factors, but can only do so no later than 18 months prior to expiration of that particular contract. With a contract expiration date of January 31st of 2027, the window to exercise this option will close here on July 31st of 2025. So overall, Custer State Park resorts are a critical component to the success of Custer State Park. Because of our strong track record with Regency, we'll be exploring the opportunity to extend this existing lease within the time frame that's allowing us at the moment here. This will include considering any potential investments, expansions of services, or other related terms that may support a lease extension. Any lease amendment would be subject to commission approval. And if this effort yields an agreement, it would be presented to the commission for approval by no later than July of 2025 at that meeting. So that's kind of where we're at with the Custer State Park concession agreement here. We're going to be entering some discussions and negotiations here with the concessionaire and hope to report back here next month or two.
Very good. Thank you, Al. Any questions, comments from the commission? Yeah, very good partnership. Thank you very much for the update. And I believe we'll be back here in July for final consideration. Is that right? Or
June or July.
June or July.
We'll have to see how that process goes. So okay. We'll keep you posted.
Very good. Well, we appreciate it. Thank you. Secretary Roebling, did you want to say something?
Yeah, Madam Chair, I just want to... Ooh, that's loud. Sorry. Just wanted to say, and Jeff covered it, but we will be in... contract extension negotiations here from now until at least June. We'll bring likely to you some sort of proposal in June. We can also then vet that for another 30 days. But we do have to make that final decision as a commission, as a department, at that July meeting, because that'll be our last meeting before the expiration date of that 18 months as stated in rules. So that is the timeline here we're working under.
Very good. Thank you, Secretary. Thank you for the information.